Welcome to Yak Babe.
Oh boy.
The Yak Babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by the Ham Horn. My name is Aaron. I'm here with my personal pal's Brick.
When you played that, does it remind you of your friends Ham Ham and Little Sniffs?
It does.
That's pretty amazing.
Ham horn's the best invention that I ever discovered.
How much does the ham horn run us?
Free, baby.
It's free?
I didn't pay any money for that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a steal at twice the price.
Yeah, the ham horn is underrated. People are not talking about the ham horn often enough. So if anything, this podcast gets the ham horn out there, then we've done our job.
100.
All right. Zip.
It's all been leading up to this. Now we can retire as a podcast.
Absolutely. Residuals from the ham horn. So the personal pals are assembled. Dave.
Hi.
Yes, Brick.
What are you doing? Didn't we already say hi?
No.
I think everyone said hi but Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Hi.
But we haven't said old Irish Nico. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now look. Our topic today.
Sorry. Did I get it out of hand?
Let's get serious.
Our topic today is your favorite reading experiences of 2019. So this is not just your favorite book or favorite text, but favorite reading experience. So the sort of time you had reading that year, what was your favorite? This is a way to get into talking about how we read and what makes that reading special or important for us. Brick, I think I know what yours is because you mentioned it before, but I want to hear what it is.
I got a nice hammock.
Yes.
So my favorite experience was reading in it.
A specific book or anything, or just like just being the hammock period? And what about the hammock makes it so nice?
The sunshine, the swaying.
Yeah,
I love it.
No one specific book reading experience was my choice for that, but
just being the second
the weather got nice, my reading time went up drastically because it was very relaxing.
Yeah.
Even though I was essentially doing the same thing as I would be on the couch.
Right.
Something about being outside.
All right.
Both in the sunshine, but also in the backyard.
Sorry, is your hammock in the sun or the shade?
It's in the sun, but I will also sit out there once the sun goes down in the summer at nighttime and just read.
That's nice. I like that.
Or listen to things.
Say, I don't think I could read in the sun.
You got to kind of either angle yourself so the sun's not there, or like hold the book up to eclipse your face, which is not ideal.
I feel like
so
I'm usually getting burned.
Oh, I don't really sunburn, so when I do, it doesn't last.
Hmm.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah, sure.
Dave, what about you?
I always like this question because I find that my most memorable reading experiences tend to be based more on my environment.
Right.
Because when I'm just reading in my day-to-day life, like at home or on the subway or whatever, there's no reason for that experience to stand out to me. But if I'm outside of that environment, I tend to remember the experience of reading books more.
Right.
So I think my favorite one from 2019 was after a weekend here where we all group read Stuart Onan's Last Night at the Lobster, which I really enjoyed. But at that point, I'd never read any other Onan. Young Aaron and I here rode the train back to Boston, and I stopped by the Brattle bookstore, which I hadn't been to in quite a while, so it was nice just to revisit that. And I found a copy of Stuart Onan's In the Night Country. And so I went to the bar attached to my hotel, and you came and met me there.
Yeah.
And I had read by that point the first chapter of the book or something. Then I showed it to you and you read it, and
yeah,
we had a good time.
Just passing the book back and forth.
Passing chapters back and forth. Yeah.
And then Aaron left, and I continued to read that book at that bar the rest of the night and then up in my room later, and I really enjoyed it.
So your best reading experience of the year was when Aaron left?
Right, yeah, basically.
Well, that's true.
But I was so happy because I was in this bar back in Boston after hanging out with you guys and like kind of discovering a new writer and out of my, you know, day-to-day environment, and for that reason it stuck out to me. And after that I read like two or three more Onan books last year, and
right,
I read books that I liked better than that one.
Mm.
But the experience of reading that one was maybe my favorite reading experience of the year.
There's something about that sort of feeling of when you're onto something, when you've read something new, you're like, oh, I want to read more of this, or sorry, see what else this author has done, and you sort of get the next thing.
Yeah,
and
it's not a disappointment. Yeah.
Yeah, even if it doesn't live up to the first thing you read, it's still just like the giddiness of like having the book in the first place, and like that there's the possibility of more of this potentially is that's really exciting. Yeah, I like that a lot. Nico, what about you?
Kind of interestingly, I think my reading experience is kind of the opposite of Dave's. And it's if I, because I think because I mostly read or listen to audiobooks, if I'm listening to a book that I like, then my environment like changes. Because then I'm almost looking for downtime, you know, like so I'll be listening to, if I'm listening to a good book and I'm into it, then I'm like looking for chores to do or looking for things where I don't need to be present and I can just kind of listen to the book and like unload the dishwasher or whatever,
right,
or walk the dogs. So in that way, it's kind of the opposite because it like affects the way I interact with the world as opposed to the world affecting the way that I interact with the book. But so I would say that my favorite experience this year was the first four books of this fantasy series that I read called the Lightbringer series. And it's unfortunate because it's a 5-book series and the fifth book sucks. And it's like starts off like it's actually really it's like really well done. It takes like 2 or 3 books to kind of come into its own. And it starts off with kind of your typical fantasy tropes of like a kid who's like on the outs and he's like powerful fucking fantasy character, but nobody's going to give him a chance. And it takes him like 3 books to get to where he can like really harness his power. And then the shitty part was like the fifth book just fucking stalled hard. And that fifth book alone was 40 hours long, which is probably like 1300 pages roughly. It like, so one, the part where I just kind of stopped listening was like, so for 4.5 books, this kind of B character was set up as an assassin and she's like learning to be an assassin. She hates being an assassin. Like she has this whole arc and she's like, she's powerful, but doesn't want to do what they're asking her to do. And they like kidnap her father and they're like, well, if you don't assassinate this person, we're going to kill your father. And she's like, okay, well, instead of like just doing what they want to do, I'm going to fucking kill all of these people. And I was like, yes, that sounds awesome. Like I am on board. I'm ready to watch her fuck shit up for this last book. And then almost immediately she gets caught and she's like just neutered. She's not killed, but she's like, but... And it's like, fuck, like, it's so like, just kind of ripped the joy out of like reading that book. And I was just like, so up until that moment, that was my favorite reading experience of the year.
Yeah. Mine is akin to Dave's. It was also about Suriname, but it was reading Last Night the Lobster before I came to record that series of podcasts with these fellows. I read it all in one night. It was like a 3-hour jog that. It's a very short book, but it was a time before, I think it was before work started. Maybe it was just after classes had started. So I had some time. I didn't have a lot of responsibility just yet. And I had a whole night where I just sat on the divan and just read. It was really nice. And it was just a rare instance of time that was devoted solely to one book, consuming it and thinking about it and really enjoying it. It was also January, so it felt akin to the novel too, where it's like sort of set in, you know, around Christmas time. It seemed all like it kind of belonged to that moment, which is really nice. So yeah, it's interesting that we sort of all kind of have these sort of experiences that are, you know, tied to the book, yeah, but mostly sort of tied to the emotional experience of being around that book, right? It's like what it meant to be in that moment, whether with someone or if someone had recently just left or whatever, or being in the hammock, just like a sort of a time that is about being with yourself and with the experience of the text to that, you know, tied to our conversation earlier about, you know, reading Burnout, they don't get very often, which is nice. So I'm glad to hear we all had some sort of closeness to novel something this year or this past year. Here's to many more hammocks in the future. If I had a glass, I would cheers it, but I don't.
Hammocks or ham horns?
Well, you say that.
Squeak!
Ham! Let us know on Twitter about your reading experiences the past few, or even what you're looking forward to for the next year. What do you read? Is it in a hammock? Is it in a hot tub? Ooh, sexy. Is it in a park somewhere? Is it surrounded by friends? Is it alone on a mountain? Where is your sort of reading experience? And what does it look like? Tell us on Twitter at YakBabies and email us at gmail.com.
I mean, that is where you can email us.
Go to email.
YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com. Fuck. Oh. you can find us on Twitter. It's 5 No, o'clock. It's already on Twitter. Patreon.com/yakbabies is where you can find us as well. Oh my God, for $1 a month, you can get access to so much, including the reason why I'm talking like this. You can find that on Patreon for $1. It's worth it. Trust me. It's very good. It's fun.
You're doing great.
Yak Baby is yakking off.
You have a pained look on your face. I think we need another game before we go into the volcano here.
Yeah. Oh God. No, we absolutely do, because I couldn't do the volcano at this point.
The Yak Babies wish to thank all the personal pals who listen each week, and most especially to send extra thanks to all who have supported on Patreon past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, and William Howard Taft.